We're good? Okay, great.
Thanks so much. Mike McCormack from Water Tower Research, and I'm going to introduce Tony Havens, the CEO of Sparta Commercial Services. Welcome, Tony.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, familiar faces, a couple. Thank you. Coming again. My name is Tony Havens. I am the founder and CEO of Sparta Commercial Services. I would like to thank you all for taking the time to view our presentation today. I'd like to give you a brief summary on Sparta from inception and then move to a presentation that describes Agoji Global, our subsidiary that has recently launched and is generating a lot of interest. Sparta Commercial Services was founded in 2004. We're domiciled in New York City as a nationwide direct-to-consumer vehicle loan and lease source for power sports industry. That's motorcycles, ATVs, and scooters in 32 states. In 2007, we also began offering nationwide municipal financing for a wide variety of essential equipment, which includes, but not limited to, police cruisers, fire engines, snow plows, police motorcycles, and frankly, and everything down to a wood chipper. The financial crisis of 2008 terribly impacted our committed consumer credit facilities at Merrill Lynch. If you recall, Merrill Lynch was rescued by Bank of America, and if you had lines with Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, it wasn't a good place to be. No phone call, return phone calls, no letters, no nothing. We had another committed and expandable line with DZ Bank when they were the Germany's fifth largest bank, and they quickly became the second largest German bank because they were rescuing weaker banks in Germany. This required a complete transformation of our then existing business model. Put bluntly, we were out of business without the finance lines, and that environment, if you recall, wasn't getting better anytime soon. So we were forced to reinvent ourselves, and we initially launched some technology-based products for our existing dealer networks. We were a first mover in mobile app technology for vehicle dealers and other business verticals such as social and athletic country clubs, racetracks, agriculture dealers, and quite a range. We became a leader in vehicle history title reports for motorcycles. That's how it started out. It was software that we just kept adding information to LexisNexis and just a number of sources. And by God, before you knew it, it started looking like a Carfax report. And if you look at Carfax's site and their competitor, AutoCheck, that is owned by Experian, you'll see that they don't do those asset classes. So we felt we found a little niche. And so we do RVs, heavy-duty commercial trucks, Carfax, and motorcycles. Carfax, AutoCheck, owned by Experian, did not cover, and this resulted in selling reports in all 50 states, District of Columbia, and 62 countries. In 2018, we launched New World Health Brands and an organic online sales channel for wellness products, also currently sold on, and they are currently sold on Amazon, Walmart, TikTok, eBay, and a full range of products such as boron, iodine, copper, zinc, selenium, and a host of many more. Although Sparta's historic products and services are well understood, with a limited amount of time today, I would really like to move and focus on Agoji, which began in December 2022. With the signing of a joint venture agreement with WeDev Group of Brazil. WeDev is We Develop. They've been around since about 2012, and a lot of technology guys. and I think it's an interesting side note. People always say to me, why you? Why would somebody find you, of all people? And the answer was, those guys had reached out to Coinbase and three other larger exchanges and couldn't get return phone calls. And then when they did connect, they were simply told that what you see is what you get. They weren't willing to make any modifications to the platform. And then we launched, excuse me, and announced our payment platform called Sparta Pay IQ. And that was in March. And from March to December that year, we conducted mutual due diligence, ensured our platforms would align, entered into a joint venture agreement. And anyway, we agreed to cooperate, and we created a bespoke solution. And we, in this joint venture agreement, then we began testing, validating transactions. We created the automation behind those transactions. We then retested, revalidated, leading to a product launch. And what we are providing is stage financing to Brazilian importers, and we're reducing their costs and increasing their speed of cross-border payments. We screen everybody with standard industry, know your customer, and any money laundering rules. And anyway, so that is launched. Where are we at on the... Okay. Anyway, so GoToUSA provides simple, fully compliant cross-border stage financing and automates payments for invoices for Brazilian importers through its joint venture partnership with WeDev Group Brazil. Okay, on the screen behind me is a PowerPoint describing this side of our business. I'll walk you through it now. And we are going to be limited on time, so... my card's available. If anybody wants to meet afterwards, I'm happy to. We'll have a short answer Q&A, and we can go beyond if anybody is interested. Okay. Okay, Goji Global USA is a subsidiary of Sparta Commercial Services, a publicly traded U.S. company currently on the PINKS. May 1st, we did apply to the QB. We've been on the QB before. During the downturn, we let it slide through COVID and some of the Black Swan events, but we're just, the timing is right for our company. So we put that application in. I feel comfortable about it based on the dialogue back and forth. And as you know, we've perfected a 50-50 joint venture with WeDev Group of Brazil to provide stage financing to Brazilian importers. The partnership targets small to mid-sized Brazilian importers, addressing several of the key business challenges. Limited financing options, complex taxation structure, Brazilian regulatory compliance. So we financed the introduction of Kodak color camera printers to Brazil. Very successful, went over very well. But these are the type of companies. Another one is a large Taiwanese, I think the largest Taiwanese specialty fastener company in the world. And there's been some changes in the ruling by government on construction in Brazil. And just so happens their specialty fasteners are key. So their sales have gone up and up. We've started everybody with small, they're vetted very, very carefully. Everybody's tied to the central bank and to a system that if you don't pay in 30 days, there's a period, but if you don't pay, nobody will do business with you down there. So it's pretty strong. And I'll get into later, we've perfected some insurance with Allianz and Avla, that provide a lot more protection, but anyway, let's keep going here. So our financing solution smooths import transaction flows by covering critical payment areas. Supply. A lot of people will finance supply, but companies have to go find freight and logistic money to transport the products. Brazil has a multi-layered and complex tax and customs clearance, which would include tariffs. And on tires as much as 78%. So it's not nothing. And our single solution finances all of these. These are 180-day turnarounds. So the money is spun a couple of times a year. And we've successfully launched this proprietary platform to corporate clients in Brazil, and we're looking for additional debt financing to simply expand on what we're doing. We no longer have to say we think we can get the clients or we think we know how to underwrite. All of this has been demonstrated, and we're going through the hoops. And if you heard our beginnings, it's part of our DNA to we're comfortable going out and getting these lines and talking through the process. We've been successful in the past, and there's no reason why we won't be successful going forward, and the insurance is a big help in that statement. So we, Agoji Global simplifies cross-border payments, enhances financial accessibility to Brazilian importers. So in summary, we have recently begun providing state financing and automated payments for invoices between Brazilian importers and worldwide exporters. Our proprietary platform has been tested, validated, automated, and has recently launched stage financing to three corporate entities, including a completion of a loan cycle. And actually, all of them have gone through the loan cycle, and they're already into their second. We've taken on new clients, a big auto importer. So if you were a Brazilian soccer star looking for a McLaren, these are the guys you would go to, and we would finance the three stages to get the car there. Furthermore, our market adoption is evident from the interest and rapid uptake by our current clients, who are increasing usage and also referring new corporate clients, confirming demand and platform effectiveness. We have a highly rated credit enhancement insurance, which I mentioned already, and we're now seeking to expand our existing debt finance line to support near-term transactional flow from these existing and current pipeline customers. We are now looking for a U.S. $5 million to $10 million USD sort of range, and nobody that we've talked to so far would even consider doing that if you couldn't demonstrate that you could do $100 million or above. And our immediate reach in our own wheelhouse of developed business and current business exceeds well over $1 billion. So we're not out there really pounding on doors. We're just creating the financing for it. So a few milestones that we've accomplished since March of 22, we launched proprietary payment gateway, which attracted the interest of WeDev Group Brazil. WeDev, after futile dialogue with other larger, less flexible companies, contacted us. We took months to do our mutual due diligence and platform evaluations, combining the platforms. We formed the 50-50 joint venture partnership to expand and enhance the service offerings. We then developed and implemented a robust, scalable platform, automating the support and services stage financings for Brazilian importers. After completing the initial testing phase, we began validating commercial transaction with increase in volume and frequency. We formally announced the launch of our integrated technology platform that went live and began financing and processing clients' import transactions. We achieved market penetration with corporate clients who increased their usage and referred new clients. Our proven portfolio performance, there have been no defaults in this life cycles, has refined plans for larger debt financing. We've identified additional potential financing partners, easily targeting a U.S. $10 million debt financing to onboard our current identified backlog. I don't know what anybody knows about Brazil, but it's a hotbed. It's a large opportunity in Brazil. As we say here, Brazil imports of goods reach $252.7 billion USD, in 2023 and highlighting a substantial demand for efficient cross-border payment solutions to support trade growth. Doji Global focuses on serving Brazilian import sectors, including some of which I've already mentioned, automobiles, textiles, specialty fasteners, frozen foods, agricultural machinery like tractors and parts, vehicle components, tires, wines. We even had people asking for frozen French fries to go from the Netherlands to Brazil restaurants and grocery stores. So it's quite a wide range. Goji Global is leveraging advanced automation, compliance solutions to strengthen cross-border payments, ensuring efficient settlement, and importantly, full adherence to Brazilian and U.S. regulations. Goji Global automates payments for Brazilian importers using specialized software and process automation facilitating. Cheaper and faster invoice settlements, we have reduced custom clearance and processing time from 15 to 20 to approximately 8 days. That's a very big number improvement, so we're proud of that. Our proprietary system enables near instant settlement once the bill of lading is issued and the dispatcher confirms custody, significantly reducing delays and risks. It connects importers, exporters, and customs dispatchers via an efficient automated messaging and provides instant notification at each step of the process. Our platform removes cumbersome cross-border payment procedures, delivering a very familiar domestic payment experience to users. Compliance is ensured by adhering to the Central Bank of Brazil policies, U.S. regulations, and industry standard AML KYC procedures, including screening against watch lists and government databases. Goji reduces bureaucratic hurdles with the Central Bank of Brazil by scheduling finance periods under 180 days and targeting transactions below 500,000. So there is an exemption, and if you keep your, you can do a number of these transactions. It could be different size tires, it could be a tractor tire, it could be a motorcycle tire. But if it's a different invoice and you keep it under 500,000, and I mentioned the cycles are 6 month cycles, as long as you do that, you save time, energy, and money and with the Brazilian government. So we fit right, we deliberately fit in that mold. So Goji reduces bureaucratic hurdles with the central bank by financing periods under 180s and targeting transactions below 500,000. We leverage local Brazilian expertise via its partnership with WeDev to navigate complex bureaucracy, taxation, compliance requirements of Brazilian importers and exporters. And I think at this time I can break out of this and just mention that one of their officers actually came out of Brazil's IRS equivalent, wrote the taxation laws, wrote a lot of the crypto laws, which is another story. but they were doing a platform similar to ours for service, which is a much smaller market for services. And they were having trouble getting bigger companies to give them their business. They said, who are you guys? And when he came on board, it would be like me saying we have an Alan Greenspan on our board. It matters. So when they had him, they ended up getting not just one unicorn company, but they got 19, and they were doing $500 million a month. That's what it built up to, and our market is bigger than that. And as I mentioned, we have identified in our current wheelhouse a lot of business. So we just need to make lenders comfortable that we have, and we're going through the due diligence successfully so far, but people believe that we can manage it. It is automated. There's experience on both sides, and I think we're going to win. So let's see. So the platform's automation and smart workflows enable scalability, which is what I was leading to, and innovation in an industry traditionally burdened by manual, slow, and very costly processes. And this, I think, says a lot. This Goji Global provides a single source solution for stage financing, giving importers time to sell their goods and generate cash flow before their loans mature. So it takes all the stress away from them. They can actually get everything paid for, which allows them to actually do bigger orders because their money just goes for supply maybe. But we'll finance all of that. And even though they make a few payments prior to the end, they really get a chance to get their materials in, get them picked up and get paid, and then they pay us. It's very sticky, quite frankly. So our solution improves importers' cash flow by splitting payments across shipment milestones, allowing better cash management for the importers. The stage financing allows importers to make early payment to exporters, enhancing the liquidity and operational stability. We enable importers to negotiate better terms and discount through stage financing. Goji stage financing minimizes the importer's dependency on traditional bank loans. That's important. And credit lines providing alternative financing. In short, we have created a seamless and familiar payment process for international trade, simplifying cross-border payments. I guess we're going to discuss some challenges. The current cross-border payment process is largely manual, slow, costly, and inefficient currently. Payments often pass through multiple intermediaries before reaching the recipient, causing delays while goods remain stationary on loading docks. I'm thinking perishables when I read that. Impacting shipment timelines. Importers and exporters in Brazil primarily rely on only three major banks. And if I ask our partners, they would call them cartel banks. But That's what they feel, for settlement resulting in higher transaction fees and prolonged settlement time. Strict taxation and documentation regulations in Brazil require importers and exporters to comply meticulously. The lack of familiarity with these requirements can often lead to overpayments or fines and increases the operational risk and the complexity. The limited number of finance options capable of handling settlements creates administrative bottlenecks, drives up costs and delays, and contributes to an overall inefficient payment experience. So with this, we feel we have a competitive advantage. We hold a first mover advantage applying this innovative model specifically to the Brazil import corridor. Our proprietary platform automates messaging, payment settlements, enabling instant notifications and settlement once the bill of lading is issued, significantly reducing payment delays compared to traditional manual processes. We lower transaction fees and tax burdens by optimizing transaction processes and leveraging specific financial regulations in Brazil, providing substantial cost savings for importers. Goji adheres to, I've mentioned this before, but we really do the focus dealing imports is to adhere to the AML KYC standards and the Central Bank of Brazil policies. That's first and foremost, and leverages our local joint venture partners' knowledge and expertise to manage bureaucratic and compliance complexities, ensuring all transactions are screened and compliant with Brazilian import-export regulations. Our proprietary framework leverages automation, digital contracts, and strong industry connections to scale efficiently, providing a first-of-its-kind comprehensive service that streamlines cross-border payments and financing. How are we doing on time?
You're going to finish up in 2 minutes.
Oh, well. Okay, I can describe how the platform works, but I feel like I'm going to bore you into a coma doing it, but I'll give it a quick whirl. Invoices are submitted to the Goji Global platform to initiate a payment process. Once the invoice is received and logged, the transaction is officially initiated. The platform facilitates automated messaging that connects the importer, exporter, and customs dispatcher, providing instant notifications and ensuring compliance with the AML and KYC regulations. Compliance checks are completed, incident notifications are sent, and the messaging system is activated to keep all parties informed. After the bill of lading is issued, and custody is confirmed by the dispatcher, the platform enables instant settlement of the invoice, significantly reducing delays and financial exposure. The bill of lading is verified, custody is confirmed, and the payment settlement occurs instantly to expedite the process. The final payment is processed efficiently with detailed transaction reporting provided to maintain transparency and regulatory compliance. Each transaction starts by the importer and a GOGI entering into a loan agreement for an amount determined by the creditworthiness of the client. And with the insurance, by the way, we've been doing the underwriting, but the insurance companies actually do the underwriting, and they issue a level of protection that they're comfortable with, and that protects the transaction. So it can actually remove us from that process. Both parties then agree to the disbursement order. We're really running out of time. I think, yeah, I really think that we should call it quits here. I'm really going to dive deep if I take you any further. But thank you all for coming. And it's an awful lot to grasp in a short period of time, but we're around, available. If anybody has any interest, we are looking for a lot of debt, a little bit of equity, and when we get on the QB, we're probably going to be supporting our stock in different ways, whether it be through IR or we have very loyal old shareholders, and they're very anxious to see us get to the stage that we're at. So thank you all. Thank you.
Thanks. My name's Alfred. It was interesting learning about this company because we've been talking to companies, Datavolt, the company I work for, we've been talking to companies in Brazil as well. We've been trying to help out every company globally and stuff.
Sure.
And can you just tell me what your objective is for what, and I can explain how we can help you out with that potentially.
Well, our objective is to, we feel we have $1 billion plus. We're looking for the financing for that, but in other areas that I didn't have time to go into today, we're launching a debit card, and it's with a proprietary dashboard. We're launching that in Brazil. We just signed up our first customer, and we're also doing some cross-border payments using stablecoins, and I need to know more about what you do to be able to connect the dots, but I'd be happy to spend the time to do it if you can point me in the right direction.
Yeah, of course. So pretty much, we are a B2B company. We do data monetization, and we pretty much give out, we have Web3 tech, and we can help your company gain revenue.
How do you help us gain revenue? Yeah, listen, we got to take it outside because I think somebody else is taking over this.